Well, we welcome everybody to our Sunday school time this morning. Grateful to see everybody here this morning, regulars and visitors alike. You may turn your Bibles, if you like, to Philippians chapter 4. I'm just going to read a few verses here this morning. Philippians 4, I'm going to start here in verse 4 and read through 9. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." What rejoices you in the Lord this morning? Wednesday morning this week found me about three-quarter of them up the side of Black Log Mountain because there was something there I wanted. As I was walking out through there, I said, what possesses a man to get up at 4:30, walk a mile in the dark? But I didn't feel like I was sacrificing anything. As I sat there for the woods to get light, I was pondering the Sunday school lesson. I was pondering some of my thoughts, and I was just thinking, which is always good. When the gobbler sounded off in the tree about 100 yards away, I told myself, you know what, there's no place on earth I'd rather be than right here. I wish I could say it all turned out well. But as the morning progressed, and as I chased that Tom all around that mountain for the next couple hours, as I was walking back out, turkeyless, I said, you know what? If I'd accomplished what I came here this morning, the walk back out would have felt like nothing. It would have just been, hey. And I was thinking of that, and I was thinking of our Sunday school lesson, I was thinking of our Sunday school time, and I said, what can we do to make my Sunday school time be just that? Something that, you know, there's something there I want. There's something there that I'm going to put an effort in to do it. That it's not going to feel like a sacrifice because there's something I get there. And when you get there, your blood starts pumping. You say, wow, there's no place I'd rather be. And when you leave there, you say, you know what? It was great. So I guess what I'm saying this morning, I think there's a lot more we can do with our Sunday school time. But to be honest with you, I'm not sure what that means to you guys and girls and ladies and whatever. So maybe what I'm saying, I'm open. If somebody got something you would like to see happen, it's why I back to my thing this morning. What rejoices in the Lord? We look at the lesson, living in conformity of Christ. What's that mean to us? Does it mean just being ordinary people, just doing ordinary things? And I thought of this morning, when Jesus walked this earth, was he just ordinary? Was it just routine? I don't think it was. People flocked from miles to hear him, miles to see him. What about us? Do we just do things that, well, you know, culture, you know, we did it because culture says we should, or because tradition says we should, or just think about that this morning. Let's pray. Father God, we just again lift you this morning. God, we just know that you call us as people to be more than just ordinary. Just to fill a position in this earth and just to, you know, take up space. But you call us out to be people that mirror you. And that was, you know, people flock to hear you. People flock to see you. And God, we just pray that our lives can be the same way, that we can be, the passion in our heart can be just like, God, there's more. We just want to be do more for you, to love you more. God, we just want to lift this teacher to you this morning. God, we just so grateful for the time they put in, and you know, and the effort they put in to do the class, and Father, their passion and heart to, you know, to teach the children or the adults or wherever it may be. God, we just thank you for this church this morning. We thank you for the vision here. We know there's many people here that have a vision that just goes beyond the ordinary. And God, we're grateful, and we just pray your blessing and your spirit to be with them. So I ask you to be with James this morning and Carla both as they not only lead worship, but also lead, as James has a message. We just pray your grace and blessing with him too. God, we just want to, again, thank you for the day. Thank you for the opportunity to get together and just, again, lift them one of you. In your name we pray, amen.